welcome exceptional women to the Trailblazers Business Podcast for Women, your go-to spot to receive the real about being a boss. I am your host, Dr. Michelle S. Thomas, multiple minority business owner and proud founder CEO of the Exceptional Woman Enterprise. Each episode will give you valuable insights on building the confidence you need to succeed. Sit back, relax, and let's learn to be loud and proud about what we bring to this world of business. 3, 2, 1, yeah! Welcome back, everybody, to Trailblazers Business Podcast for Women. I am your host, Dr. Michelle S. Thomas, and when we left off, I was discussing that this is my Lent season. As we know, within the Christian background, there's a series of days where Christians choose to give up something in their life in order for them to honor the season of Lent. For me, I've always, true transparency, y'all know that's what you get, I've always given up something and things that were easy for me to do. But in this season, I recognize that if I want big results, then I have to make big sacrifices. So as I told you guys the last episode, I let my external office go and decided to move into working from home until, as I'm building my plan to purchase my first commercial building. And so this is catching you up on how that process is going. The move was interesting. For anyone who is going to move your office, it's a different process than moving your home or your apartment or something that's residential. You must make sure that you are locating commercial movers so that they're able to move your equipment, understand the dynamics of your desk and your credenzas and file cabinets, and be equipped just to be able to do that. My office move happened in two parts. So the first day of move was to move my personal office and things that I knew that I would need at home to set up my home office here. The first group of movers were amazing. They were phenomenal. Two gentlemen came over, got my desk broke down, and just to give you a visual of it, my desk is a adjustable desk, and it's a huge unit. It has a hutch to it. It's an L-shaped desk. It is around 9 feet long and about 12. It's huge. But anyway, because of the adjustable part of it, there's a lot of moving pieces that you must get in place first before you move this huge desk unit. But the two gentlemen were amazing with it. They got it broken down. They got all of the things labeled that I needed to come to the house, loaded up the truck, met me at the house. My husband, who works from home, was here. My son was here. And so they got everything situated into the basement area, which is where I had designated that I would now set up my office. So I'm excited. First step down in the books. We are doing good. Well, that was on a Monday. And so I started getting things set up here at home. And got back to the office Tuesday through Friday to make sure that the rest of the stuff was together and boxed and packaged for the Saturday move. The rest of the things in the other five offices were going to be stored until we found our new building, and then we pull it out of storage and then set up there, right? Sounds great, right? Not at all. When I tell you, Saturday started out, I should have known that we was doing bad. But same company, which is what's amazing to me, same company, but in this day and time of post-COVID, a lot of companies aren't hiring employees. They are subcontracting out to people that they know that can be available during that time and during those shifts. And so the Saturday crew, which was supposed to be four people, because I knew that this was a bigger move, so I contracted for four individuals to come, take the stuff down, did the same process with the same gentleman that I did on the Monday move. I told him exactly the dimensions, what needed to be done, let them know the office location, let them know the home location. Everything went smoothly. Same process on Saturday, gave him all of the dimensions of each office, what needed to go where. I spent all week boxing things to smaller things, making it easy, right? Well, they were supposed to be at the office at 9:30 that morning, and I got a call at 10:45 from a gentleman who said, we are grabbing coffee right now, and we are on our way. Okay, because I do think that I'm you on the clock, but okay. All right, so 11:15, I get another call, and he says, well, we can't find your office. No, he said, we can't find you, sorry. And so I gave him the address again, and he said, oh, well, we're at that address, but it's an office building. Yeah, I gave the awkward pause. I did, because I was confused. I said, yes, because it is my office. Oh, no, we thought this was a residential move. Okay, well, I don't know where that came from, but no, this is an office move. And so they came into the office and they walked around. First of all, it was three of them. And they said that the fourth gentleman would be there within an hour. So again, as a professional, let me just interject the note. As business professionals, when you contract with someone and you give them a time frame and the expectation and things don't or not being communicated with the people who are executing it, or things are not working out as planned, please, as a business owner, own that. Like, take ownership of that, because your customer and the service that you provide is essential for your reputation and the growth of your business. But anyway, the young man who became the leader of this move, he walked around the office and he said, well, I don't know what we're going to be able to do because all of the desk and everything is still together. And I explained to him that that was a part of the thousands of dollars that I had already prepaid to the moving company that they were supposed to take it apart. Needless to say, we were at the office, myself, my husband, and my youngest son was at the office in the first 6 hours of a move that was supposed to take four. The first 6 hours was extremely stressful. They could not figure out how to take the desk apart. I started getting stressed because I spent a lot of money on this office equipment. And when you hear people in the background talking amongst themselves, talking about, well, just pull that piece over here, or I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing, and nobody told us that we were supposed to do this. It brings a lot of stress into your life. After 6.5 hours, the young man contacted the company owner and I guess was explaining to him the difficulty that they were having with taking the desk and the conference table and things apart. And so he hands me the phone, and the business owner apologized and said, well, it's going to take longer than expected because they said that the desks are too complicated. At that point, I explained to the business owner, well, the two gentlemen that came from your company on Monday had no issue with taking the same desk because my husband and I have the same desk. And that's the one that they were struggling with, his desk. They had no problem taking the desk apart and putting it back together on the move at my house. I could tell at that point in time that the business owner wasn't even aware that this was the second move for us. So, note number two, make sure that you, as the owner, don't get so far removed from your operations that you cannot articulate and completely handle the circumstances that are unfolding at the time. We all do it. We have kind of our stand-in apology. We have our stand-in conversation that we have, but make sure that you ask questions and you get a lot of detail before you address the situation. And so he was explaining to me that it was going to cost more than they had estimated because of these problems with the desk being complicated. I went on to explain to him that what the gentleman said, they were home movers, they weren't commercial movers. And I should not be punished or penalized for them sending a crew of people that were first not even made aware that this was an office move. That's on them. And second, again, because they weren't prepared or equipped to do the job, it shouldn't cost me more money. So, it took about 9 hours for them to get everything loaded into the truck, which it wasn't even a full truck, you guys. I'm just saying, by the time they broke things down, but that's a whole nother story. I will update you when we do find the new building. I pray that my stuff is able to be put back together and utilized. So, more to come on that. The reason I tell you that story is because, as excited as I was for this new season and me stepping into this new journey, day one, or actually day two of this process, I became exhausted already, and I haven't even gotten started yet, you know? And so we left our office. There was a smart board that was in my conference room that it's a glass smart board. And so again, they were saying, well, we don't know. I mean, we're probably going to break it. Literally, that's the words they said to me, y'all. We may break it trying to get it off the wall. Never mind. Let's just go with what you got. My second oldest son and my youngest son came back on Sunday and helped me to get the board off. It was a very simple process, but again, you just had to take time out to be able to do this. So, the lesson of today that we're talking about is adaptation as an entrepreneur. The best made plans are meant to be broken. We've all heard that story. But what I had to make peace with myself with, as frustrated as I was, oh, by the way, they already had my credit card number. And so by that Tuesday, more thousands of dollars had been charged to my credit card. And so I had to go back and forth with them to get that resolved, which was again frustrating. But back to adapting. This is your journey and this is your plan and your business. And no one is going to care about your business more than you. And what you need to make sure that you are doing is remaining in control of your business. And at times that means that you have to be the advocate for your business. Now, there's a way to advocate for your business without it turning ugly or getting to the point that you're not going to get the end result that you need. Remember, as a business owner, remain as a business owner. Even if the people around you are not behaving in a professional manner, you must remain in your professionalism because this is your brand. I very well could have been very upset with these people and been yelling and screaming and doing all kind of antics or whatever, because that's the point that I was at. Let me just be transparent. I had to go sit in the car for a while because it was just so overwhelming for me, and I was truly upset because, again, even getting the furniture into the office wasn't this complicated. It wasn't this frustrating. And so I wasn't upset with the movers because they were hired as contractors to do, but they were given the wrong information. I was more upset with the company that I entrusted my office equipment and this move into. So you, as the business owner, whether you are the service provider or the product provider, or you are the one receiving the service, you must make sure that you remain engaged in your own business operation. If you are the one that is providing the service and the customer or client is not happy with what is going on, make sure that you find your means of service recovery. Don't just leave people in the lurch. Don't make it so that people feel like that you don't care. Do whatever you need to do. For me, it would have felt better instead of the owner, wherever he was. And I'll just tell you, your people will tell on you because they were frustrated because they had been there way longer than they expected. So I could hear them in one of the rooms and they were complaining that this dude, I'm assuming that was the owner, this dude, he doesn't ever do anything. He just sits on the phone and tries to tell us what to do. And this is just really frustrating. So you don't want that kind of imagery to happen with the people that's working for you, even if they're contract people. You want to make sure that you are fully engaged in your operation. Me, as the person that was receiving the service, would have respected the owner a whole lot more if he had got in his car and came over and been able to help them get through this process. He was the expert. He is the moving expert. He is the person who set up the business. He knows more about what needs to happen, whether between the residential move and the commercial move. He is the expert. So I understand it's a Saturday, but this is a service that is breaking down. For me, it felt like that he already had his money, and he really could care less what happened with the rest of it. So, as the business owner, I want you to learn to adapt to the situation and the circumstances that you are presented. Oftentimes, especially when I'm talking to business owners and aspiring business owners, I hear this a lot where, you know, I've already put my work in. You ever heard Spice say that? I put my work in, or that's what I have people for, or that's what I pay them to handle. That in this day and age, especially in this global day and age where people can find products and services from any space around the globe, that mindset is very antiquated. That was relevant when we were all community based, when you only had one local store, a local grocery store, a local hairstylist, a local hardware store for you to go to. So they cornered the market, they owned the market, and so they could do whatever they wanted to do. Now, that doesn't mean that all of them did that, but there were some places, and if you think back, there were some folks that were rude or mean and un-customer service-like, but they could do that because they knew that the people in the community had no other choice. That is not the world that we live in right now. They didn't know who I was. They didn't know anything about me or what I was doing or et cetera, et cetera. And so you don't ever know who you're servicing. You never know what reach and what power that person has. So treat everyone, whether it is someone who is paying you a dollar or someone is paying you $10,000, everyone should receive the same treatment. What does this have to do with adapting or adaptation as an entrepreneur? If you see that there is something that is not working or someone that is unable to fulfill what you have been paid to do, that is your contractor, your team member, your partners, anyone that is in your organization, because it is your brand. You as the owner need to, must create the solution for it. There are some circumstances that you should not leap up to other people to decide, because they can shift the image of your brand. People look at reviews. People find, they post things all the time online. And it's not a waiting period for this information to get out there. That's just not the person that I am. I could have blasted them all online. I could have done all kinds of things to make sure that I damaged their reputation. But I had a conversation with the owner. We had a very honest conversation. I let him know how I felt about it. And so I give him an opportunity for him to recover. But your brand as an entrepreneur, especially as a woman entrepreneur, we are looked at differently in the business world in the first place, because the business world wasn't built for us. And so when we don't uphold or live up to the standards that we put out there on our websites or our cards or the posts that we put out there, if we're not actually living up to that standard, then it's going to negatively affect your business and your ability to build business. So I'm getting settled in. You know, it took a while for that to happen, to get the move and get past that move, but I'm getting settled into my new space. And we're going to talk about that later, about how to keep business going when everything is unstable, which is the word that I'm using, because I left from knowing exactly what I was doing and everything was set up in the way that I needed to in my office space, to now readjusting everything that I need to do in my home space, and also being able to designate that work-life balance time while I'm working from home. So more to come on that. Hopefully this lesson of adaptation and making sure that you do the adjustments and the shifts that you need to do as a woman business owner to ensure that your brand, your service, your products, and your delivery upholds the standards that you expect for your business is something key to your success. So that's my time. Until next time, this is Dr. Michelle, and I will see you guys later.
Thanks for tuning in to another amazing episode of the Trailblazers Business Podcast for Women. Until next time, remember, be inspirational, be legendary, but most of all, be exceptionally you.